Imagine a treasure chest, but instead of gold and jewels, it's filled with stocks, bonds, and a sprinkle of exotic assets. Sounds complicated? Would be easy. Just hold on for 10 minutes, and trust me, it will change your life. Welcome to Trading Talks, your ultimate destination for expert advice on all things finance, cryptocurrency, and investing. Today, we're going to be talking about how to build a diversified investment portfolio. Allocate your assets. You can achieve portfolio stability through careful asset allocation. When dividing up wealth, factors like age and way of life are quite important. Taking calculated risks with stocks in the hopes of earning large returns can be a smart move if you're young and have time on your side. The proportion of equities in your portfolio should be equal to your age in years subtracted from 100. If you're 30 years old, you might choose to invest 70% of your money in stocks and 30% in bonds. As you get older, you should take fewer chances. A person of retirement age might choose a 40-60 split between stocks and bonds. It's important to consider the impact of family finances. You should exercise additional caution when investing if you're responsible for a large percentage of the family budget. A greater allocation to bonds can act as a cushion for your savings. Asset allocation diversification provides a number of advantages for businesses. It reduces your exposure to any one market segment and increases your long-term returns. Assess the qualitative risks of the stock before investing through the use of qualitative risk analysis. Are you always worried about your savings and want to maximize profit with minimum risk? A stock's potential is given a predetermined rating. It's the equivalent of giving it a grade. Specific requirements must be met in order to assess the long-term viability and growth potential of a stock. Consider the company's business model, leadership, corporate governance, brand value, regulatory compliance, risk management procedures, and product or service dependability, to name a few. You can learn more about the stock's overall quality and competitive edge in the market by evaluating these metrics, like doing your research before a major purchase. Using qualitative risk analysis adds dimension to your company's research and evaluation processes. You can reduce the risk associated with stock trades and make better selections as a result. Invest in money market securities for cash. Do you know that money market securities such as treasury bills and government securities are the closest thing to a risk-free investment you can make? Before I say anything, let me remind you to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss a video from us. It is a safe investment option, but investors should be aware that returns are low. Unlike stocks, they are not subject to market volatility, reducing the possibility of large gains. Government securities are a great choice if you want a safe place to keep your money for the short term or if you want to offset the riskier investments in your portfolio. So these may be the best options if you want to invest your money safely and keep it secure. Before investing, it's important to think about your long-term financial objectives. Commodities. When looking to diversify your portfolio, commodities might be an important consideration. Commodities are agricultural goods or raw materials traded on global commodity exchanges. Crude oil and natural gas are examples of energy resources, whereas gold and silver are examples of precious metals, and agricultural crops like corn and soybeans are examples of products. Since commodity prices tend to fluctuate in isolation from those of other assets, they can be used as a hedge against declines in the stock market. Your portfolio's overall performance will be more stable. The key to minimizing losses and maximizing gains in your portfolio is diversification. If you diversify your portfolio to include commodities, you can lessen your reliance on the more volatile stock and bond markets. Foreign exchange, or Forex, trading currencies on the Forex market, the world's largest and most liquid financial market. It's time to realize Forex's full potential and reap its rewards for your portfolio. Can you picture yourself investing in foreign currencies? Investing in many currencies allows you to spread your risk and take advantage of differences in national economies. The tremendous liquidity of the Forex market is one of its most attractive features. You are free to manage your investments and take advantage of market swings whenever you want, by buying and selling currencies whenever you want. Not only that, currency risk can be mitigated with the help of the foreign exchange market. You can hedge against losses caused by unfavorable changes in currency rates by investing in currencies that coincide with your exposures to foreign exchange. Invest in cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies are pioneering decentralized and secure methods of transacting financial business in the digital age. Explore the ways in which this innovative technology can alter your investment strategy. You can reduce your overall stock portfolio risk and gain exposure to a new asset class by investing in cryptocurrency. The value of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum has skyrocketed in recent years. Look at the long-term opportunities and capital growth that digital assets may provide. You can trade and invest in digital currencies whenever it's convenient for you thanks to the market's round-the-clock availability. It may be traded across borders, and this makes it a unique investment opportunity. Direct investments in cryptocurrencies, cryptocurrency exchanges, and cryptocurrency-focused investment vehicles are just a few ways to add Bitcoin to an already diversified portfolio. Invest in art, antiques, and collectibles. Diversifying your portfolio with investments in art, antiques, and collectibles can help you spread your money around and lower your overall risk. Look into the possibility of using these assets as a hedge against inflation and market swings. The value of fine art, antiquities, and collectibles can rise substantially over time. Find out what makes these items so valuable by learning about their rarity, history, artist fame, and current market demand. You can show off your interest and create a meaningful collection through purchases of art, antiquities, and collectibles. The satisfaction of putting together a collection of items that speaks to your values and interests while also providing a financial return. Don't rack up any debt. Debt can be a major roadblock on the path to financial success. You won't be able to save or invest as much money if you have debt to pay off. Spend only what you have available to you if you want to avoid falling into debt. Spending cuts or restraint in other areas of the budget are necessary. Before making a big purchase like a car or a house, make sure you can afford it. Never take on more debt than you can reasonably expect to pay off each month. You should always read the fine print before agreeing to anything, especially a loan or credit card. Preparing for financial emergencies is another method for staying out of debt. Instead of using a financial institution like a bank or credit card business, it is best to pay yourself. Just do it and commit to living a debt-free existence. Rebalance your portfolio periodically. In both life and finance, it is essential to strike a balance. Your investment portfolio's asset allocation should be reviewed on a regular basis. Consider your aspirations and key life achievements as well as your starting point and current situation when conducting this review. A financial advisor can help you evaluate how your current assets and savings plan fit into your overall needs and goals. This practice not only helps you keep track of your investment's yearly progress, but also helps you become more disciplined in your approach to it. These two considerations will aid in your financial investment decision-making and help you gain greater knowledge. Invest in life insurance. Having life insurance protects your loved ones financially in the event of your untimely death. Find out how its death benefit can provide your loved ones with peace of mind by covering their financial needs after you're gone. The death benefit and any growth in the value of a life insurance policy can often be paid out free of federal income tax. It can facilitate a stress-free wealth transfer to the next generation while minimizing estate taxes. Your life insurance policy should reflect your unique situation and objectives. Investigate your alternatives thoroughly, including variable life insurance, which gives you the freedom to invest in a variety of investment funds and the possibility of profit. And there you have it, your guide to trade business tips for beginners. Remember, starting a trade business can be an exciting and potentially rewarding venture, but it's important to approach it with careful planning and consideration. By following these tips, including setting clear goals, conducting market research, managing risks, and continually learning and adapting, you can increase your chance of success. Thanks for watching, and be sure to subscribe to our channel for more expert advice on finance, cryptocurrency, and investing.